Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to transition to the VFN Torch Top 3. And I wanted to share the number one VFN Torch Top 3 is obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, this moment of wisdom was really powerful. I enjoy all these moments of wisdom. And, you know, the Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked. And, you know, that word wicked, you know, listen, if we don't know God, you know, everything that we're doing is wicked. You know, we often think that that's a word that's associated with someone who's done the worst things in the world.
Well, this is less wicked. It's like, wicked, yeah, but it's exactly. Still wicked, right?
Yeah.
What is it? What does a good witch and a bad witch have in common? They're both,
witches.
They're both witches.
Hello, they're both witches. And the truth is that, you know, we can't get into thinking that we can live any which way we want to and think that we could just throw some sacrifices to God and tip God and show up and try to do religious acts to earn God's favor. Listen, God, He doesn't want our sacrifices. He doesn't want us to do these things. He wants our heart. He wants us to fully come to Him. And that's why obedience is so much better than sacrifice, because sacrifice without obedience is not going to cut it. He wants our heart. He wants our heart. Second one I want to share is true transformation. What does it look like? And we really, this was a great segment that we had, but, you know, Pat was actually sharing his own transformational process, what God did in his life. It was just so awesome when we got together in a small men's group and having godly relationships, and we talked about how important they were to helping us grow in God, you know, to be godly husbands and godly fathers. And Pat, you even remembered your very first scripture that you memorized. Mm. I don't know if you
sure did. Yeah, Romans 12:1-2.
There you go. What is it?
Well, you have to ask me now.
Do not conform any longer.
Yeah, don't conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was something on hell. Wasn't it something on hell?
No.
That was your second one.
No, that was probably the second one.
That was his first sermon.
that was my first sermon.
But think how powerful that is. I mean, you look back and you say, wow, I mean, transformation, what does it look like? Oftentimes people want to say, well, I just want to see God work in someone's life. I want to see what, show me the real deal. Well, man, this was the real deal. This is the real deal. We so appreciate we were just having that awesome conversation. But wow, just where God has brought us from, where God's brought you from, Pat, because you were sharing about this. And to see the journey that we're still on, God's the only one that can bring real, true, lasting transformation. Men promise it.
Hearing people's story, you want to hear the diversity. I mean, we're like a big bouquet of own individual. Everybody has a story. And everybody's, even though we serve the same Lord, we didn't come from the same circumstances. Mm-hmm. God is so multifaceted that when you hear how God met them and how they met God, it just encourages you. Mm-hmm. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And there's so many, I think, even think about, you know, Steve Kalaszewski, if you haven't also, you know, with Pat's, that, you know, this Marine that encounters God was a powerful encounter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and today he's a minister in Pittsburgh, you know, VFN Pittsburgh out there. But it was an encounter with God, a true encounter with God.
Yeah. Awesome. 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 You can see more of these testimonies. You can go to meetmyfather.org and you can hear others as well about the transformation that occurred because they met Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And the last one we want to share about as we're coming to the close of the extra hour here is the prodigals are coming home. Will you be ready? You can find this on the Torch, but the prodigals are coming home. Will you be ready? This was a fantastic highlight because we talk about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. We talk about, you know, basically that it's a, you know, we're living right now in a time where we have a prodigal church. We have a prodigal church. Mm-hmm. And God's called us to be nonconformists, not to conform to everything that's happening in the world, but God's calling us to be separate, to be sold out, and to be living for Him. And we just talk about, you know, the process that the prodigal son had to come through. And a lot of times people try to stop that process when they're trying
to enable the prodigal. You know, they were able to come to the Lord 3 years earlier, but you went out there and paid their rent. You went out there, and we're all guilty of it.
Yeah, bailed them out.
We're all guilty of of going in and say, oh, maybe this time I'll help them and things mm-hmm. will turn around. It's like, oh my goodness, how do you stop that? And it's like, if you love them, you will allow God to take them through this process.
Right. And they see them suffering. Listen, sometimes, you know, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Sometimes it takes yeah. hardships and difficult circumstances and pain to get things right.
But I had a couple of those encounters.
Oh, I've had several.
We don't have enough time this year to be able to share all that.
All right.
But that's what it gonna takes. And they have to come to the end of themselves. That's what happened to the prodigal. He had to come and realize that, listen, I'm in this slop right here. I'm eating the stuff that pigs would eat. And he realized, you know, at that
particular... No, they wouldn't even let him have the... Remember, the guy would not even
right,
let him
that's
eat...
That's right, wouldn't even let him have that.
He couldn't even... He thought, you know, he was hot stuff. But now right. the guy, he thought he was doing this guy a favor managing his pigs. And he goes, he won't even let me have some of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? The interesting thing is that he came to the end of himself. He had no more ability to purchase things that satisfied his flesh. So when you're looking at a financial cliff, physical cliff, when you're looking at the things that are coming, realize this thing hits, it's going to bring a lot of prodigals to the end of themselves, and we're going to see a great harvest. And so we have to be willing to go through times of famine so that those that have been feeding their flesh with the substance they had in the blessing, now in times of famine, they will actually come to their senses, and they'll come get make it right with God, and they'll make it right with their brothers in the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.